For many people, drinking water means guzzling from a plastic bottle. Should we be putting down the plastic and reaching for the tap instead? This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about what's in tap water and whether it's good for us are Greater Cincinnati Water Works Water Quality Superintendent Jeff Swertfeger and Principal Engineer with the LED Program, Kevin Kappers. Thanks for being here, Jeff and Kevin.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And freelance writer Alina Cohen. Welcome, Alina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Alina, I want to start with you. You grew up in Cincinnati. Tell us about your relationship with tap water.
Sure. I grew up in Cincinnati. I didn't think that much about tap water. At dinner, my parents would fill a pitcher straight from the tap. I lived in St. Louis for college and drank out of water fountains. Again, didn't think too much about it. Moved to New York, which famously has great tap water, the champagne of tap water. Moved to Montana, continued to drink from the tap. And then I moved to Los Angeles, where the relationship to tap water was totally different. People
Right. How did that change when you moved to California?
Yeah, sure. So everyone used a filter in California. People seemed to think there were just mysterious elements in the water that might be harming you, and you didn't know what they were and what they were doing to your body.
Hmm. So, Jeff, how safe is the tap water in Greater Cincinnati?
Oh, it's extremely safe. We meet all the state and national regulations, and we do lots and lots of research to make sure the water is as safe as it can be.
Well, and Alina was just saying New York claims to be the champagne of tap water. Do you take issue with that?
I absolutely do. Yeah. So, yeah, we do a great job of treating water here. We're known nationally for our drinking water quality here in Cincinnati.
I know, Jeff, the CDC estimates at least 1.1 million people in the U.S. get sick each year from germs that are in drinking water. Should that kind of statistic worry us?
No, not here. I mean, we do a great job of treating the drinking water. Both the Greater Cincinnati Water Works and a lot of the other utilities too. We do a fantastic job here, and we're heavily regulated by the states. They come in, they do visits of us to make sure we're doing a good job. Our water is extremely safe here.
Yeah. Can you talk about what Greater Cincinnati Water Works does to ensure that some of the most common causes of problems in drinking water are things like Legionella and norovirus. What are some of the things you all do to make sure that stuff isn't in our drinking water?
Well, I think the first thing it starts out with taking a look at the our watershed, the area that contributes water to the Ohio River and to our groundwater plant, making sure that we know what's going on there, we know what the challenges are there, and then once we get to the treatment plants, we can then adjust the treatments in order to make sure that the water is safe and taking care of any of those challenges. We then monitor the water as it goes all the way through the treatment process and then all the way through to your individual home. We have lots of places in the city where we have water quality monitors going on just to make sure that the water is safe then after treatment as well.
And Kevin, what about lead? I know that's a concern in lots of communities around the country, lead in the water. What does Greater Cincinnati Water Works do about that?
Yeah, great question. So my team manages the lead service line replacement program. Many homes that were built before 1928 in our region used lead pipe from the water main in the street to feed each building, single family homes and small multifamily. So what we do since 2018 is help those customers replace their owned portion. So many customers may not know that they own from around the sidewalk all the way into the building. So maintaining that pipe is their responsibility. So our program helps replace that for them at no cost if it's made of lead.
Yeah. And how do people figure out if those pipes are made of lead?
We have an interactive map on our website. So you can visit that at lead.mygcww.org and type in your address and you'd look that up, or give us a call at 513-651-5323.
Yeah. We're talking about tap water, what's in it, and how it compares to drinking bottled water. Do you trust what comes out of your tap? We'd like to hear from you. Call 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Jeff, I want to talk a little bit about fluoride, too, because there's a lot of talk about fluoride at the national level. There's a study that's often pointed to that questions whether there are dangerous levels of fluoride. Most of these studies are reportedly done outside of the United States, where there's a lot more fluoride in water than, that's my understanding, that what we put into our water. What can you tell us about fluoride and the safety of it and what it's like in our drinking water locally?
So we are required to add fluoride to the water. There's a state law in Ohio now that requires us to do that, and we comply with that. This is an issue that we really rely on the health community to weigh in on, and they assure us that this is extremely safe, the levels that we have in our water, and that it is a huge public health benefit to have fluoride in the water.
Okay. Alina, I know you had this wonderful essay about your relationship with tap water, and you wrote that you found tap water is actually more tightly regulated than bottled water. Why do you think so many people have moved toward drinking bottled water? I mean, you mentioned that there's this whole kind of idea about tap water in Los Angeles that you encountered. What do you think's going on there?
Thank you. I think part of it is probably marketing. There isn't a for-profit marketing firm that's getting everyone on board with tap water in the way that a marketing firm is selling bottled water. And I think in Los Angeles in particular, people are fearful of the environment. There are fires, there are earthquakes. There's this general sensibility that, or this general sense that you don't know what's around you or kind of coming into your home for you.
Mm, that's a good point. What you did, a lot of that stuff that you're dealing with there. Kevin, or I don't know if this is you, Jeff, what do you know about how our municipal water is regulated compared to bottled water?
So we both have similar regulations, but the water actually, in terms of the contaminants, we have to monitor for more contaminants than bottled water does, and then we're also we're required to monitor a lot more frequently. We're regulated by the EPA. Bottled water is regulated by the FDA. And Ryan, I think it's a complete misunderstanding that bottled water is safer than tap water. As Elena was mentioning earlier, we don't have marketing firms. We don't have somebody out there doing that kind of stuff for us. So it's, I think that perception is out there, but I think it's definitely a false perception.
Yeah. Alina, do you think there are other reasons why people don't trust tap water? I mean, you mentioned you grew up drinking pitchers full of water that you know, at dinner that just came right out of the tap and drank it all over the place until you heard all this stuff in LA. Do you think there are other factors that you hear from people about why they don't trust what comes out of their faucets?
I think there's maybe a lack of education. Also, I think people see buildup in the faucet sometimes and they don't know what that buildup is, and it might be totally harmless, but it creates sediment or something else in their water, and just the not knowing can create some fear sometimes.
We do have a caller on the line. Let's see. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks so much for calling. What is your question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the time that I had my pipe burst, the lead pipe that was coming into my house. I live into an older home, and they knew it was lead. And so after they replaced it, I was very impressed with the process. I think it was through Cincinnati Waterworks, or I'm not sure if it's MSD, but I was very impressed with a very strict schedule I had of testing, you know, filling these bottles and getting them tested to make sure that the lead, you know, because there could still be lead in there from disturbing the pipe, you know, and it may be running through your system is what I understood. But I was very impressed with the care and concern that they took, and it went on for quite a while.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much, Stephanie. We appreciate that call. Is that one of the things that your department does also, Kevin? If somebody has a pipe that they know is lead, that they have a problem, talk about what goes into that.
Yes. So most of our program works systematically throughout the system on large projects. So we'll bundle hundreds of lead service lines together into a single contract to work. But we do individual replacements as well, and for reasons like the caller just mentioned, a leak. So if a customer is experiencing a leak and they have a lead pipe, we will take care of that for them. So we'll do the replacement at that time as long as they give us authorization. Each one of these has to be signed off by the property owner to authorize us since we're replacing their owned pipe on their private property.
And what kind of testing goes into making sure that the water is safe? As Stephanie said, it sounds like it's not just a, hey, we replaced your pipe, see you later, hope it all works out. What goes into that?
Each one of these replacements, a customer's left with a pitcher kit to filter their water until we verify through test that their line has been flushed appropriately. So we ask that customers send us back the bottle that we leave, and we'll do the analysis at our lab to verify that there's no lead left. Sometimes there is, and we'll coach them through how to flush that appropriately. That's very rare, but that's why they have the pitcher kit to use in the meantime.
Again, we're talking about tap water, what's in it, and how it compares to drinking bottled water. If you've got questions or comments, give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Jeff, you know, Alina was talking about how the unknown is kind of worrisome for some people. They see, and I know what you're talking about, Alina. You can see that little, like, I don't know if it's a mineral crud stuff that develops on your faucet, or some little fleck of something comes out in the glass and you think, oh, what is that? What are some of the most common concerns that you hear from people about their water, or the questions that you get?
Yeah. So I completely understand that at the end of the faucet, you see a little white crust on it, and that is calcium. So just want to let everybody know that's safe. So that's a big thing that we get. A lot of times people also kind of mix up. They'll go into the kitchen, maybe they'll smell something, but it's actually coming from the drain and not their water. So we get some calls about that. We do add chlorine to the water in order to disinfect the water. You mentioned Legionella and some other bacteria earlier. The chlorine does a great job of controlling for that. So we do like chlorine. We do like to use that. But some people don't like the taste of that chlorine. So sometimes we get calls about that. But that the chlorine in there just means that the water is safe then.
Yeah. You're killing anything that might be in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there's public drinking water, like what we get from Cincinnati Water Works, and there's also private drinking water, like what people get from wells. And you mentioned the smell that can come from drains. I've been in places with well water that smelled funny to me, almost like sulfur. Is our nose, in that case, telling us don't drink that? I mean, is that a warning sign?
Your nose is telling you that there's something different about the water. You're absolutely right. Like with a well, a lot of wells can have sulfur in them. Your nose is picking that up. And usually we don't like the smell of sulfur. It's not necessarily dangerous for us, but we don't like that smell. So we'll notice there's something different there and probably be adverse to drinking it then.
Yeah. Kevin, you were mentioning filters once lead pipes are changed and things. How can carbon filters make water safer? Tap water or well water? Is lead the only kind of thing they remove? What's going on there?
Jeff might be more equipped on the science side of things, but there's a certain certification through NSF that you're looking for if you're concerned about lead to look for that certification on the pitcher kit to make sure it filters for that lead.
Okay. One thing we do here in Cincinnati that makes us really special around the country is we do already filter off our water through carbon. So the carbon does a great job of removing those trace contaminants that might be in the water. So we already filter the water through carbon before we send that out. In the case that Kevin was talking about when we give the filters out after people have their lead line replaced, the carbon actually does a great job of removing lead as well. So that filter in there, either it'll remove the physical flakes that might be in there, or if there's some dissolved lead, that type of filter will remove that too.
And you were talking about the carbon filtering that happens at Waterworks. I know a lot of people, have refrigerators with filters in there, and you can get the water right out of the. So that is an extra layer of filtration, but that doesn't take away the fluoride or any of the good stuff that you all put in there, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't take away the fluoride. It will take away the chlorine. So we just say if people are going to use those, then make sure that they replace their filters at the regular intervals, like the manufacturer says, because you will get some bacteria growing on those. So you need to replace those as necessary.
Oh, that's a good tip. I know I'm kind of a cheapskate and I don't always follow those as closely as I should. We heard from David. David says, I think the amount of plastic that is generated by Americans, the fear of tap water that is leading them to consume bottled water, is creating a huge impact on the environment. Bottled water is sold at huge numbers in disaster areas, and I wonder why water is not sold in bulk in those areas. Jeff, do you have any thoughts on kind of how disaster areas are deal with fresh water?
I think the immediately with the disaster, they want something that's fast, easy to get out, and easy to distribute. So that's by bottled water is probably the first choice when it comes to a disaster, when the public drinking water system is down or when it's compromised. It's a lot easier to deal with that as opposed to dealing with like a bulk when people have to like go to the truck and fill their own containers and stuff like that. Bottled water just makes it easier, you know, get the immediate dangers over with. And that's why they use bottled waters in there.
Okay. Alina, I don't want to leave our listeners hanging and thinking that you're still worried about your tap water in Los Angeles, because I know you got a lot of scary advice when you first moved there, but you've sort of changed your relationship with tap water now. Again, can you walk us through that?
Yeah. I had been living in LA for 2.5 years, and the fires hit. And people were especially worried about the quality of the water. I was worried about the quality of the water. I had sealed up my apartment. I had bought bottled water. And then the fires were terrible. A lot of people lost their homes and people lost their lives. And I want to acknowledge that. I also didn't feel that kind of removing myself from this. I'm so sorry. Removing myself from this community resource was helping anyone. And I decided that I wanted to reengage where I was and in the environment where I was living. And I did not buy any more bottled water. I went right back to the tap.
Yeah. And do you filter it at all?
You know what? Right now I'm back in New York.
Okay.
I am not filtering my water at all anymore.
You're back to the champagne tap water.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we also got a question from Allison. Allison asks, I live in Warren County. When I bought my home, I was told I needed to use a reverse osmosis filter because it came from an aquifer. What do people that live near Cincinnati but outside Greater Cincinnati Water Works and get their water from wells or aquifers need to know about their water's safety? What are your thoughts on that?
The local health department should be able to tell you about what's in your groundwater there and what types of precautions you should be able to take. There's a lot of different areas, and I can't speak to all of them just because there's so much difference out there. But that would be my first step, is to talk to health department. What are the dangers there? And talk to them about what you should do in order to take care of those.
Okay. Is it a good idea if you're getting well water or getting water from an aquifer to use some kind of carbon filter yourself?
Not necessarily. I mean, aquifer just means it's groundwater, so it comes from a well. It depends what's in that aquifer. Is there any contaminants in it? And those are the types of things you need to know in order to figure out, do you need to treat for it at all?
Okay. Jeff, we've also talked on this show before about forever chemicals in the water. Uh-huh. I know Greater Cincinnati Water Works is working on that. Tell us a little bit about what Waterworks is doing about that. And I wonder, do you think that feeds into people's concerns at all?
I do think it feeds into people's concerns. There's a lot of press and publicity about the forever chemicals. Here at our big plant, the plant that's on the Ohio River, because we had the activated carbon, it does a great job of removing those. Removes those down so we can't detect most of the time. But with our groundwater plant, we do have a little bit of those in our groundwater, and we're looking right now about what we need to do at that plant to make some modifications in order to make sure that they're out of that water.
Is there any guarantee that forever chemicals aren't in bottled water?
No, there's no guarantee at all. In fact, a lot of bottled water is just simply tap water that's just been repackaged. So anything you think of like with tap water, bottled water is going to, there's the same concerns there.
Yeah. So, Alina, now that you're back in New York, you said you're drinking from the tap, all is well. Are you trying to convert people back to tap water? Have you become a tap water evangelist?
Absolutely. I love tap water. And the whole episode really made me want to look more into where it comes from and how it's clean. So I was so excited to be part of this discussion today and learning more directly from the source.
Jeff, what else, you know, we've gotten some questions about plastic. We've gotten questions about these reverse osmosis filters and all kinds of things. You've mentioned the health department. What other information should people look for if people are out there and they're nervous? In preparing for this, I should say I've read that tap water avoidance is linked with higher rates of food insecurity because people are spending money on bottled water instead of food, or they don't trust their water to cook with or do dishes with. If people are struggling with those sorts of concerns, what do you recommend?
Well, I think the first thing is I would go to like a reputable source like the EPA or somebody like that to take a look at what are the concerns. And also I'd like to point out that every water system in the country has to put out what they call a consumer confidence report or a water quality report. So you can go to their webpage and see what's in that individual water. So no matter where you live, you get water from us, Northern Kentucky, Warren County, whatever, you can look and see what's actually in your water, and you can take a look at that and really be informed that way. So you're not just being scared of something. You can kind of see, does it really impact me? And then go to an EPA website or the state, either Ohio EPA website, to kind of take a look at that. You know, what's known about there? What are they saying about that?
And Kevin, what do you hear from people with concerns about lead? I mean, we've heard very scary stories about other parts of the country with, you know, terrible lead contamination in their water. What do you hear from people about that?
Sure, yeah. It's been a long time to remove lead from our environment since the 70s, and we're very happy to be part of that effort to help customers remove it from their local environment. We offer free testing for any customer that has a lead service line in our service area, so you can know specifically about your house, what's going on in your water at no cost. And again, that's 513-651-5323 to request that.
Okay. Jeff, you know, I was kind of teasing you before about Alina said New York calls its tap water the champagne of tap waters, and I was trying to pick a fight here with you, but are we lucky here? I mean, how does our tap water compare to other places across the country?
I think we're very fortunate here because we have a long history in this community of supporting tap water. We've made the investments to really do a great job with treatment and with all aspects of our water quality, and we stack up against anybody in the country.
Yeah. And am I remembering correctly that a few years back there was kind of a water taste test that Greater Cincinnati Water Works does with like a blind taste with bottled Greater Cincinnati water and then some other brands and who was better? Am I just making that up?
There have been some of that, and we usually come out very, very favorably with
that. Yeah. Well, I know I've been in some parades where Greater Cincinnati Water Works has floats throwing out bottles, and they're very popular during hot summer parades.
We also now have a what we call our water wagon, which is a it's like a trailer we're bringing to festivals and stuff. So people want free water, we can pull up there and we'll fill up your bottle, cup, whatever.
Oh, geez, the water wagon. Can't go wrong there. Okay. Well, this has been terrific. I have been talking with Greater Cincinnati Water Works Water Quality Superintendent Jeff Swertfeger and Principal Engineer with the LEAD Program, Kevin Kappers. I've also been talking with freelance writer Alina Cohen. Thank you all so much for your time today and this terrific conversation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Her special helper today is her son, Dorian. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez-Cornu with a little assist from Stephen Baum. Rob Fetter has composed our theme music. And if you miss our program live, you can go to anywhere you get your podcasts and look for Cincinnati Edition. You can find us there. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening.